The message is entitled, God, Jealousy. In the words of the Apostle Paul, he said, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. Jealousy has some adjectives that go along with it that are synonymous or synonyms. Jealousy is also envy. It includes envy. Envy is one of the best synonyms for jealousy. The Bible speaks a lot about jealousy, as in man's jealousy, as cruel as the grave. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who can stand before envy or jealousy? Jealousy is cruel as the grave, but that's the kind of jealousy that is of human nature. The jealousy that man possesses or is aroused to through the envy of his human nature. Now, speaking of godly jealousy, the jealousy that God also has is a rather cruel. It's rather cruel. It's a result of his anger and wrath, so it can't be very kind. It's destructive. The Bible mentions the jealousy of God 30 times. It mentions jealousy, or God is jealous, or God can be provoked to jealousy 30 times in our Holy Bible. Beginning for a text today in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, I think Paul certainly expressed the jealousy of the Lord so vividly here that we can understand what he's speaking about, I believe, in his words from 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 1, as he said, quote, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. Not human jealousy, not the result of being jealous or envious of another person or a wife or a suitor that's stirred you up to being bitter and resentful and hateful and mean. I tell you, boy, jealousy has a lot of facets. It's like a diamond or a precious stone. To that respect, its fire reflects a lot of feelings, and none of them are very, very holy. They're not holy. Woo! But godly jealousy is a holy jealousy. It's a wholesome jealousy, by the way. And Paul said, I am jealous over you, writing to the sanctified church of God at Corinth, called to be saints. He said, I have espoused you to one husband. Now see, something created this jealousy in Paul, and it is righteous indignation. But there's a righteous jealousy, and there's a righteous indignation. He said, I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin of Christ. I have already made arrangements for your marriage to Christ. I've already signed your engagement. And something happened here that aroused Paul's jealousy. And it's a godly jealousy, by the way. He said, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety. Now he says, I remember what the serpent in the garden did to Eve and beguiled her away from God and provoked God to jealousy, by the way. He said, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I'm jealous of you because your affections have been alienated. Alienations of affections is a very grievous offense and charge to be laid at an individual. Bible speaks of that, how the world, how that idols, how that appetites of the flesh perverts God's people's affections away from him. And in Colossians 3, Paul exhorts and recommends this very, very heartily. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You're engaged to him. You're a spouse to him. Set your affections. Don't be accused of God of having alienation of your affections from the love that you began to have toward him when he saved us. He put a love in our hearts for him. He put a love that we could return that affection he has for us to him. He don't like that old alienated affections, because you get your eyes on the world, on the flesh, and on money, on the pride of life, on the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. That's alienation of affections that God hates, and it provokes him to jealousy. And then there becomes a rivalry between you and God, and he becomes your enemy instead of your friend. When your affections are alienated through the flesh and pride, the love of the world, the love of money and things of that nature. And it's the devil that does it. The serpent or the devil beguiled, fooled Eve, seduced her, blinded her to the fact that when she turned her eyes away from the tree of life, the tree of life is a beautiful tree. It's a tree that we should set our affections upon and lay hold upon that tree of life and eat of its fruit and live forever. But the thing about it is, the devil always calls our attention away from the things of the beautiful things of God and detracts us away and then attracts us to something he said that's to be desired. The Bible said the tree of knowledge, the devil caused Eve to look upon it. And when she looked in the third chapter of Genesis, she was attracted, and as he said, she looked at it, and it was a tree to be desired. Oh, desire and ambition is ruining more Christians than anything in the world. Their ambitions and their desires are turned away from their affections on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Then you will not provoke God to anger and jealousy by the alienation of your affections that the devil accomplishes by turning your heart to material things. And that's just as much of God as if you had a little old sculptured image with jeweled eyes and painted lips and ears, and you bowed yourself before it. Christians today bow themselves before money and pleasure and material things just as surely as the people of the Old Testament bowed to those idols and images and carved and graven images that God despised and hated. And it's written in the Bible about his hatred for those things. In 1 Corinthians 10:22, Paul makes this comment about jealousy. He says, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? In other words, is it possible that our activities, our affections, our loves can provoke God to jealousy and make his fire burn against us? Yes, it is. It is possible for the Lord to be provoked to anger and jealousy because of the alienation of our affections toward him. Paul says, I'm jealous over you Christians with a godly jealousy. Jealousy has anger in it. Yes, it does. It has anger in it. Jealousy has a lot of emotions too. It can retaliate. It has a spirit of retaliation that goes with it. After it is brought to the point of doom, it'll retaliate. When it sees there's no hope, that you're not going to return those affections. You've alienated them to other interests, to other loves, to other desires. And then there's a spirit of retaliation that comes about. And God likewise is possessed with that spirit. When jealousy comes upon him, or godly jealousy comes upon a real, true man of God. But you've got to be careful that you don't let some old human jealousy cause you to think that it is a righteous indignation that you have toward wrong. And too many Christians, it's their own old carnal nature that's boiling over and creating an envy or a jealousy there that is hateful to God. It causes God to be provoked to jealousy, to pour out his wrath upon us. In the scriptures, I want to show you this. In the giving of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and verse 5. For the Lord thy God is a holy God, a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon their children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. What was that the result of? Exodus 20 and verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in the heaven above, the earth beneath, the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to those things materially and serve them. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God.